Still of the night, as I gaze from my window at the moon in its flight, my thoughts all stray to you. In the still of the night, while the world is in slumber, all the times without number, darling, when I say, are you my life to be, my dream come true? Or will this dream of mine fade, out of sight, like the moon growing dim on the rim of the hill in the chill still of the night? Like the moon growing dim on the rim of the hill in the chill still of the night.
Catch your breath. Okay. Couldn't resist. One more Julie London. Also Cole Porter. From the album All Through the Night, Julie London sings the choicest Cole Porter we heard in The Still of the Night. The High Llamas did Bramble Underscore. Floyd Miller and the Heliocentrics with Electricone. Mulatu Estatki and the Heliocentrics with Chinese New Year. We heard Gus Bodenheim teaching us about Flags Day and Vexillology. J.D. McPherson did Night Owls, and James Spaulding, John Hicks on piano, The Breakthrough from the James Spaulding album Escapade. My name is Irwin. If you want to email me, it's irwin@wfmu.org. Please stay tuned for a fill-in for 7 Second Delay this week. It's Between the Lines with Jackie. I'll be back next Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern with Max, the Young Codgers at 4 o'clock. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Between the Lines. My name is Jackie, and I am your host for the next hour. And Between the Lines, this is our second show we're filling in. You're used to hearing Ken and Andy, but today you're hearing a show about typography and fonts. So I hope you're as excited as we are to fill an entire hour and talk about fonts, because I know I certainly am. And my co-host and guest certainly is. So today I have with me Greg from Zone 5, who has a show on Sundays, 3 to 5 p.m. So hello, Greg. Thanks
hello,
for being
Jackie.
Here.
Thanks for inviting me down.
Of course, of course. We've had a lot of really good conversations on graphic design just at all of the WFMU parties we go to, you know.
Yeah.
Partying and all that
the
fun
FMU
stuff.
The FMU gala, the annual gala.
Yeah, the balls, the yacht parties.
Right.
So I'm really glad you're here and we can kind of continue talking about graphics and graphic design. But tell me a little bit about yourself and your relationship with graphic design.
My relationship with graphic design is complicated and fraught. I went to school at a tiny college in northeastern Pennsylvania, or NEPA as we call it, for graphic design. And I've been doing it ever since then.
I love that. And that's all of us.
At some point, my older brother is also a designer, and he said, learn motion graphics, because there aren't a lot of animators who can also design.
See, that is the key, because now I think a lot of graphic designers are like, oh no, AI is taking our job. But motion design, there's a lot of, I mean, we don't have to get into an AI conversation right away.
just let it happen naturally.
We'll let it happen. People can call in and cry. That's totally fine. But we do have a topic for today, and we'll talk, you know, about ourselves and our past. But we do have a topic today, so you're definitely welcome to call in. But today we are going to be talking about our favorite fonts and our least favorite fonts. So get in there, think about what your favorite font is, what your least favorite font is. If you're like, I don't even know what a font is, I don't know what any of this is, and then you're probably in good company with our engineer today, who is Daddy Garbage, Matt Warwick.
What do you mean? I know plenty of fonts.
All
right.
You know a couple. I think you were naming a few that I groaned about before the show.
So. Yeah. I named two. One I thought gets a little too much hate. It's not my favorite font, but it's...
Wait, hold on. What is he going to say, Greg?
Is it Comic Sans?
See, we all knew it was going to be
your
favorite.
It's not my favorite, I said. I just think it gets a little too much hate.
It does get a lot of hate. It does get a lot of hate.
I'm with you on that.
But legitimate hate.
Whoa! I just think it's kind of fun to look at.
I'm going to throw something out there. I'm of the mind that there are no ugly colors. There's just colors that are misused. It's all about how you pair them up with each other.
That's true.
Like, there's no inherently ugly color, mm-hmm. right? Does the same thing apply to fonts?
I think you're absolutely accurate, and that it's the reason people are so upset and the reason graphic designers are so upset is that the fonts are misused, and that's why people right. hate them so much.
So what do you think Comic Sans should be used for?
Comics.
Probably like a White House press release or something.
Ooh. Topical.
Topical. Political. But anyway, that is our topic for today. We all want to join in. And because we are on the radio, we don't know all the fonts, even though we sometimes pretend that we do. We don't know all the fonts. So please describe the font to us. When you call in, describe what it looks like to you. Maybe, you know, is this a font that you would get a tattoo of? Is this a font that, you know, if you thought it was a person, what celebrity would it look like? Describe this font to us very accurately, because people are driving in their cars, they're cooking, they don't want to get in an accident Googling what the font is. We will be Googling because we might not know what the font is, and I'll pass it around the room so we can all also look at it. But yeah, the phone number is 201-209-9368. And if we have any callers to talk about their favorite fonts and why, or their most hated fonts and why. Do you want to kick us off with a favorite font, Greg?
Sure. I think my most used font is called Knockout.
Oh, I like that font. Okay, I'm gonna Google it. For Matt, I know what this font is, so don't worry about that.
You know what it looks like. You know what it looks like right off the bat.
Oh, boom. Boom, that font.
Let me see this, baby.
But there's ooh,
that's sharp.
I got to say.
That's a sharp font.
That's definitely better than Comic Sans.
It's not even an argument.
I'm just saying, if I had to rank the two, that would be number one.
How about... You describe this font to Greg, who uses it all the time.
All right. It looks like you'd use it for like a sign at a boxing match.
Yes.
That's very good.
Which is what I think maybe I'm thinking that just because it's like
the name
knockout,
knockout
font. But it really does.
But it does.
It looks like it'd be like round one.
It's like that. If you look at like those posters, the boxing posters got the long, thin, you know, sans serif is very stretched, but in a really nicely done way.
Yeah.
Why do you use it a lot?
The thing I use it most for is during our October Hellraiser here at WFMU, we have a whole bunch of events, and we do a kind of like a flyer / web graphic that has all the events for the month of October. And this font is super versatile because there's so many different weights, and there's condensed ones and extended ones.
And you can fit all of the information in a small space. So I love that.
Right. Yeah. And some of the some it's like, it'll just say movie night. And that's it. And then another one will be like Ken and Andy's puppet spectacular.
So you're like fitting it all into one line, or you're stretching it out and you've got like one big like word or something next
right.
to it. Yeah.
So
I like that.
It can do big chunky word, and it can also do, you know, a lot of information condensed.
I think I've seen these posters. So
you may have.
I probably have. Yeah. That's a really good knockout first font. I love it.
I'm glad.
I think we have a call. Nope, we don't have a call. They were knocked out of the call. So
yeah.
please.
The knockout. You guys knocked them out with your talking about knockout.
Everybody is probably opening their font managers.
They
right
really
now.
Are. Yeah, yeah. They all have font managers. So please call back. It's 201-209-9368. We're talking about our favorite font or our least favorite font. Why we like it, describe it to us very vividly on the air. I think while we're waiting, I'm going to talk about one of my favorite fonts that we actually just talked about before the show is Cooper Black.
Ooh,
do you know
that's
that font?
Sure.
So that is also described as the Tootsie Roll font, which is the font on the Tootsie Rolls. But it's used on so many things. It's got that 70s rounded, kind of thick, bold serif. I really like a chunky font, which I think I also like Knockout. But I think I like when it's kind of curved and round, and I would say if you're going to use Comic Sans, you probably could replace it with Cooper Black and be like a cooler like vibe, I think.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it now. It looks, maybe I got this wrong, but it looks
Did
like.
Did you Google Tootsie Roll font?
No, I just Googled Tootsie Rolls.
Okay. I knew it. I knew that's what you did.
This isn't garbage time yet.
And I'll say this is the most delicious looking font yet.
It
I put
really
it at
is.
Number two.
After.
Knockout.
All right.
All right, let's take this call. I think we have one. Hello, you're on the air. Welcome to Between the Lines.
Oh, great. Thank you for taking my call. So I have some font feedback.
Sure.
Well, I'm a fan of old school, just the Courier New, very basic.
That's on my list. I love Courier. I really
no,
do.
No, yeah, there's no Showboat in there.
No.
I think if I want to jazz it up, I'm going copper plate light gothic.
Ooh, the bank
it's
font.
It's kind of crisp. Kind of snazzy. It's kind of, you know, like putting on nice shoes. And then if I want to feel like a bowl of dry rice Chex, it's all about the Helvetica.
Ooh, you're a classy guy. I can already tell. And it seems like you like the Monospace fonts with the Courier New and the
I suppose. I don't know even potentially what that all means, but I guess if that's the box I fit in, I'm proud to be in there.
Yeah, well, go ahead, Greg.
Well, I'm going to throw some fuel on the fire here.
Uh-oh.
But listener, you just listed two of my least favorite fonts.
What? You hate Courier?
I hate copper plate.
You hate copper plate?
I hate it.
I don't hate copper plate. I think now, it's... Wait, can actually... Okay, hold on. My resume was in Courier New for a really long time, like many, many years. And then when I switched it very recently, I found a font that was similar to it, but also kind of similar to copper plate. And I wrote it down because I really wanted to tell you this. And it's called like Obviously. That's the name of the font.
Okay.
And I have to send it to you. Or just send, I think I sent you my resume at some point. So I will show it to you. But yeah, I used it for I just really like how, so a monotype means that all of the font letters, like the little pieces of the font, are the same width. I don't know why you're like...
I'm very I'm really
wildly engaged.
I'm like, tell me about what's it called? Monospace
or Monotype. And it really, the Courier font is the typewriter font. So it was the font that they put on typewriters, and every letter was the same size. So if you think about your click clacking away on the typewriter, all of those little squares are the exact same size. Does that make sense? You're nodding.
I got kind of lost for a second.
Got a little lost. I'll send you a YouTube video about it.
Send me a tutorial.
Yeah. Maybe just ask ChatGPT. I feel like
That's what I did for this show. So I was like, I literally said, hey, what's the top 10 best fonts? I was like, oh, I know those two.
Which ones did you know?
What was the one? Cooper Black was the one. I knew this one.
He was excited about that.
But then number eight, they said, in parentheses, it said, ironically, Papyrus. And I said, ooh, I like Papyrus.
And you
made fun of me.
Yeah. It's a terrible font. It's really bad.
You guys are both shaking your head. He said there's no bad fonts, they're just misused.
And then
fonts.
He's sitting here and he's mad about Courier. So.
That's true. And Papyrus, saying that you like Papyrus is like coming to WFMU and saying that you like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Thank you very much. No, I take it back. I can't go that deep.
We're going to make that a soundbite for your show.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the song Sir Psycho Sexy? It's a genius.
Yertle the Turtle?
Is that a song?
It is.
Oh, God.
Well, if anyone does not know the font Papyrus, Matt's favorite font, it is a font that is... Do we still have that other caller on the air?
No.
Okay. Let's go. Thanks for calling. But if we are describing Papyrus, I mean, how would you describe your favorite font? Matt.
Oh, it just makes it look like when I look at it, it makes me feel like I'm on a pyramid
already,
or something. Yeah. It feels like I'm taking a tour of a gigantic pyramid, and then I see.
No.
Or it also reminds me of Avatar.
Right.
That's the two things I think of when I see it. I go, oh, that's Avatar.
Famously, there is the Saturday Night Live.
So when you told me before the show, I was like, you have to watch this because it's going to come up because someone's going to say something about Papyrus. But wait, for people who are not familiar with the Avatar font or Papyrus or the Saturday Night Live, first of all, you should definitely watch it. It's very, very funny. Yes. And it's about Ryan Gosling being very upset that the graphic designer for Avatar chose this like cheap, terrible, off-brand T font that people use. And if you've ever seen Papyrus, I actually wrote a couple of notes. It was designed by Chris Costello in 1982 when he was studying the Bible and wanted to make a font that felt Middle Eastern. And to me, I'm like, it looks cheap and it looks fake and I don't know, mildly weird that he just was like copying weird Bible scrolls and wanted it to be. It's too gross for me. I don't like it.
It feels like Photoshop 1994.
It really does. Yeah. But even back then, I didn't like it. This is terrible. No.
I can't think of a reason to, unless it's an off-brand tee.
Off-brand tee, yeah. Like Cozy Comforts or something like that. Right. I think that is the tee that it's on. I think we have another call we can take. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Do you have a favorite font?
I'm calling because I have two plugs that I think are relevant here.
Okay.
I just turned off the radio, so there wouldn't be any feedback, so I may have missed it if you guys got to it. But in your discussion about Papyrus, did you happen to mention Saturday Night Live?
We did. Involving... Yes,
okay.
Definitely. Yes, of course.
Scratch that one. I think that's one of my favorite.
I think that's every graphic designer's favorite sketch because we all feel exactly like Ryan Gosling.
It's something
in that
we all experienced.
Absolutely.
It's really it's an impressive capturing, and you can leap right into this incredible emotional frustration, and it's just opened my eyes. That's for sure.
And even and Matt
the other
laughed
one
when
that
I saw it.
Thought maybe you guys may have mentioned as well is the Helvetica film.
Oh yeah. Someone else mentioned Helvetica as their. How do you feel about Helvetica, Greg?
I'm pro Helvetica.
I'm pro Helvetica. It's classic.
I'm pro Helvetica for sure. I love the history of it.
The film's great.
One of the reasons I love the film is that there's just endless kind of academics speaking very eloquently about sort of minor details to the layperson that would otherwise seem like there's no decision behind these things. So, and bringing that awareness to the masses, I think, was a huge service. And not just cycling through all the different uses of Helvetica and pointing out how common it is, but just seeing people get infuriated by other fonts and saying, oh, these are gauche and hideous and everything that's wrong with the world. But in Helvetica, the way this line connects with this other one, it just brings about a calm understanding. And I think that I work in documentary, and a lot of the time when we're discussing how to do certain story pieces, the film comes up often because it is such an exceptionally well-chosen subject to kind of go on and on and on again about something that is theoretically very simple but actually quite complex.
Yeah, and they went through the whole history of everything, and so I really – and they showcased all these designers that normally don't talk on the air or talk, you know, in any capacity. Like, they'll have a couple essays, but – they're always behind the screens, and so it's nice to see get them little flowers for all of them.
Made by the same guy that made the Brian Eno doc that came out.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that. That's
true
pretty
story.
Cool. Yeah, that movie came out a while ago, but it's still there's weirdly, with how popular it was, and Matt's probably rolling his eyes because he's never heard of this.
I've been I'm not rolling my eyes. Okay, I started it.
Did you really?
I did, because someone said, you got to watch this Helvetica. And I said, I didn't say that right, did I? And I was like, okay.
Helvetica.
And I got in like 3 minutes in, and I was like, this movie is not for me.
That's true.
I knew, and I was like, I wasn't that I was not interested. It's not that I was like, this is stupid. Why do they make this? I just got 3 minutes in, and I went, this is not for me.
Not everything is for everyone.
Exactly.
And that's
not everything
okay.
has to be.
That's
not okay. everything has to be.
One day they'll make a papyrus film and you can watch that.
It's called Avatar.
That is the papyrus film.
It is. And I didn't like that either.
I got 3 minutes into Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? And I said, this is not for me. And I turned it off. So I feel you. You just sometimes you just know.
Sometimes you
just
know.
Know.
It's not. I didn't think it was bad. I didn't think. I didn't even think it was boring. I just went.
Graphic designers everywhere loved it.
Yep.
I feel so seen. Helvetica. Oh, that Carson is so funny. Anyway, next caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Courtney.
Hi,
I've
Courtney.
I've got a favorite font.
Tell me about your favorite font. Describe it vividly.
It is clean and elegant, like things that I can't afford.
Wait, it's called Clean and Elegant?
No, it's called Avenir, but the description that I would give it is Clean and Elegant.
Oh, okay. I have to show. I know what Avenir looks like, but I have to show Matt. What do you think, Matt?
The word. I'll just say this.
It is
the
clean
word
and
just sounds like what it looks like.
Avenir.
And that's what I would think it would look like.
Well, it's not. It's not a. When you said clean and elegant, I felt like it was going to be a script font or something like beautiful. But I never really thought of a sans serif, which when we're talking about serifs and sans serifs, for people who don't know, serifs are the little kind of feet on the outsides of fonts, outside of little letters.
The bits.
The little bits. Kind
that's
of like when you read a book, that's what serifs are.
Oh,
and
God.
A sans serif doesn't have those. So Avenir is a perfect example of a sans serif. It's clean. It's like Helvetica. So it is, I think it is elegant, actually. It's elegant in a very modern way, which I really appreciate.
Yeah, very much so.
And it has lots of weights, which are very good when we're typesetting.
And what are weights?
Weights.
It helps with contrast for type. So if you want to emphasize things or call out without using color.
It means bold or light. Yeah.
I know those words.
We gotta do a word document language for Matt over there. Or for any other people listening in. We're a very open, welcoming show. All right. Do we have another caller? Hello. You're on the air.
Hi. I would love to talk about my favorite font.
I would love for you to talk about your favorite font.
I've been waiting for this opportunity for a long time.
So excited.
We're here for
you. Can I give you a little bit of the history of my favorite fonts? Is that allowable?
Yes. Yeah, please do.
Because it has not always been the same, right? I was in Times New Roman, right? That was where I was at. When Google switched to Arial, I stayed with Times New Roman for a long time. And
you
then
kept switching back. You were like, I can't do this auto Arial. I'm switching back to Times New Roman every time I open a document.
So you're with me, right? Yeah,
yeah,
I was there.
I'm with you.
Right?
I had
a big problem with
you
that.
You like the classics. You like the serifs. So we get it.
I did. And then I got used to it. I should say I'm a high school teacher, right? And so I create a lot of documents, and I depend on my students to be able to read the documents, right? So I think about the fonts. I had a brief foray with Georgia. I liked Georgia for a while.
Georgia's nice. I'm
with it. But I finally found the one, and it's been the one, and it'll probably stay the one. It's called Accident Hyperlegible.
And it's called Accident Hyperlegible?
No. Atkinson.
Atkinson.
Atkinson Hyperlegible.
Hyperlegible.
Right.
Whoa. Interesting.
It's named after the founder of the Braille Institute. It was created by the Braille Institute at West in L.A., along with a graphic designer. And the idea is to make it to make the characters maximally distinguishable from one another.
Oh, interesting.
Is this the font that they were redoing highway signs in?
I'm not sure. I don't know that they used it for
that.
You might
be right, actually. Though, actually, I think it might be called Interstate is sign.
Yeah, that makes
Interstate
sense.
Is the font.
But
this was created for people with visual disabilities so that even if their eyesight is failing, right, they can still distinguish all the different characters. And so Arial, you know, an I and an L look exactly the same.
Yes.
And we outline, you know, we make outlines in our classes, and that was always an issue, right? But with Atkinson Hyperlegible, it's gone. It's beautiful. It's definitely serif. They have a monospace version if you're into that sort of thing.
Oh, that's really nice. Yeah, I'm pointing out the little, so the lowercase L has a little foot on it. It kind of swings to the right. So that way you can tell it's a lowercase L and not an I or like
and not
a bracket
a capital
or something.
I.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I pointed out to Matt. He got really excited over there.
I'm beautiful. Into it. I'm Thank always you. Thinking L's and 1's and
Very
I's
confused
are the same. And I'm constantly.
That's what I'm saying. We don't have to live this way.
This could be your favorite font. Atkinson Hyperlegible.
I won't take the place of Papyrus yet. But it's
not
it's
yet.
Not yet.
Maybe we're trying
There's
to
a
find
lack
the
of
font.
Pyramid.
Sometimes you have to have
there,
style
sure.
over function, is what I always say.
Sure.
That's true. Well,
Thanks
thank you for
show,
your
y'all.
Call. I really appreciate it. That's a new font for me. I appreciate that.
Now, Jackie, you mentioned that the L has a foot. Would you like to explain to, I was going to say explain to Matt, but explain to everyone?
Explaining to Matt.
Assume I am a huge chunk of the listening audience.
Right.
Not possible.
You're the everyman.
You're the everyman.
I'm the guy who's like, what is a word?
Well, so.
Would you like to explain how individual, like the parts of individual letters are like human
I feel
body
like you're
parts?
Putting me on the spot here. This is like a trick question. You're tricking me. But
no,
I don't think so. Okay. You're
not
just
at all.
Legitimately. Okay. Yeah. What each letter has different parts. There's ascenders and descenders. So an ascender, it means above. It goes above. So when you're looking at like I need to point things out to Matt.
I'm following,
but in a really sarcastic way
not,
that I'm not entirely
I
sure.
Swear, I just haven't been in class in a while.
So an ascender is
I'm
like
listening.
When you look at an upper a lowercase b, see that little line that sticks up above the circle or counter?
Yeah. I didn't even know that had a name.
It's called an ascender. So it goes above the line. And then a descender is like, imagine
like a
Q. Yeah, P or a Q. You're getting it. Yay. You're getting it. So fonts, there's all different parts of fonts. What are some other parts of fonts?
There's a whole bunch of body parts. Like when you said foot.
Oh, like foot and arm. Yeah.
I think there's back and neck, maybe?
There might be. I'm not a typographer, so I don't... Have you ever made your own font, actually? That's a good question.
No, I did my own handwriting.
Like handwriting. Yeah, I've done that. Yeah. And we've all done that.
I haven't created a font.
Maybe someday.
There is.
It looks like a lot of work, though.
It does, yeah.
Do we have another call? Let's get him on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, hi. Do you have a favorite font? Or, you know,
yes,
it could
I
also
do.
Be
yes,
not
I do.
Favorite
Futura
font.
Futura Shop Demibold.
Futura, that is very specific. Futura Demibold?
Not just any Futura.
Futura Shop.
Futura Demibold. Shop. I mean, I know Futura.
And I have a couple of reasons I like it, but I'll let you guys opine on it first.
I mean, I love Futura. It's a classic, beautiful font, and I'm going to just...
It's a huge family.
I'm turning it over. A lot of people now think about this as the Wes Anderson font. He's kind
right.
of taken over
That's
this
true,
font.
But don't set it in pale yellow.
Then that really is the Wes Anderson font. He loves pale yellow Futura. I like it because it's just very rounded. It looks really clean. It's just a really classy, beautiful font. So tell me why you like this specific shop Demibold
okay.
weight of it.
I'll give you three reasons why I like it, and then I'll go to the next caller.
Okay.
Well, four maybe. I like it because it's a titling font. You can't just start writing in it. It looks terrible. You have to know kerning and lettering if you want to be able to make it look decent.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a test.
You make sure that people who use it know what they're doing.
Right. It'll look terrible if you just start
It's like driving a stick shift. Like, you got to know what you're doing.
That's true.
Sure. Okay. I'll take that.
All right. Number two.
The O is perfectly round, which I love.
Love.
My name starts with a W, and I hate how some fonts just make the M an upside-down W. So in this particular font, the M is not an upside-down W, but it's very
It's
subtle.
Its own thing.
And the last...
Yeah.
It's its own private letter. It's not just a, you know... And finally, I like it because Hustler magazine used it as its logo font.
Wait, so now I have to look up Hustler magazine logo.
It's tightened up. It's tightened up. You'll see that.
That does look tight.
The kerning is tighter, and they reduced the width to about 90%. But that is future.
Matt likes it.
So
he likes it.
You're making it sound
I've
like
I've always loved it.
I'm just showing you the logo. It's not the
I
cover.
Just like the logo. It's a cool-looking logo.
Sure. I just read the magazine for the font.
I read it for the font.
Come on. The cartoons and the font. But I love typography, and I'm a designer, so I usually try to let the design speak for itself and don't get too crazy with the fonts.
Cool. Yeah, one or two.
Unless I'm making logos.
Max, really. Yeah, exactly. Cool. Well, thank you for your contribution to the show. And I will also say, if anyone wants to call in and say a font that they hate, because sometimes as graphic designers, we're kind of all basically haters. So
by nature.
By nature, we have to hate. So if you want to call say something you hate, you're also welcome to do that. Do we have another call? Oh, I hate
no,
that.
We don't.
I hate that.
I love, you know, I have to say, you guys are so, like, you're saying things that I never even thought of when
you're
I
so,
looked at.
Your, like,
I
eyes are
it.
So wide.
I'm
you're going to give Helvetica, the movie, another chance after this.
I
you
am.
Really
I might actually,
blown
if
away.
I can find it streaming. You guys are talking, like, when he said the O was perfectly circle, and you guys were like, oh, I was like,
yeah.
I didn't even think about how the, some O's aren't perfectly.
But
I don't
you, when you think about how Greg and I and other people have to live with
yeah.
ourselves,
yeah.
it's so horrible.
Oh, no.
We're walking
I'm,
around.
I'm not
in
jealous.
Pain
I'm not
all,
jealous of you.
We're in pain all day. Like, who you did that?
You can't shut it off.
You can't. It's,
it's
really,
always going.
It's really bad.
I love that you guys are like this. I'm so glad that I'm not.
And I will
maybe I wish I had a little bit more of it, but I'm
you can't handle it.
I can't.
I love a perfectly round O.
Oh, me too.
Almost more than anything.
What about, I also love a really solid, and this is again why I like Helvetica, that solid lowercase A. That's just like
yeah.
a punch. It's so good. I actually don't like when the lowercase A is a round O. I like when it's the, and what is that little A called when it's, you know, making the little shape? When it does the little whoosh instead of the circle, that little lowercase A, that's my favorite.
I don't even know if I ever noticed.
You've never noticed?
There are different lowercase a's.
Here, I'm going to, again.
I know that
again.
There's different things. I just, again, I am in awe of all these little details. I'm quite
so here
intrigued.
Are the two different lowercase a's. So one is a circle, and the other is more, yeah. It's typically used in more of a serif, you know, book kind of font. But there are sans serifs that use this lowercase a that is a little swooshy, got a little kick to it. And, I mean, I think that's just a lot more fun.
Looking at it now, I realize, like, I'm like,
oh it's
yeah,
called
two
story and one story. I didn't know that.
We learned something today.
We learned something. You're always learning. All right. Do we have another call?
That's why you're here, Jackie.
To learn. Oh, we don't have any other. Oh, you know, I'm supposed to be giving out the number. So the phone number is 201-209-9368. We're talking about fonts. Tell us your favorite font. Tell us your least favorite font. And actually, Greg, I don't think we got to your... Well, we got a couple of your least favorite fonts. So you hate Courier. You hate Copperplate. You hate...
I hate Courier less than Copperplate.
Okay.
But
that feels
even
a little
Copperplate,
better.
I will say, like, if you're starting a brewery and you use Copperplate...
No, that's insane. It's only for banks. Like, it's a bank font. Or let me...
Is it?
Yeah.
I think
it is.
I guess it's got the... Like, it should be made out of metal.
It should be copper. Made out of metal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the Copperplate font.
Oh, I looked... Listen,
you looked it up.
I've got my own font thing.
I'm trying
up
to
right
keep
now.
You included.
No, I'm on top
You're
of this.
You're on it.
This
okay.
looks like it should say bank or money.
True.
That's why it's called Copperplate. It's, like, literally plated into pieces of copper and metal.
You know
and
what?
I don't know. You're right. It's cheesy at this point. It's overused. And that's kind of your point earlier where it's like it's not a bad font. It's people using it in bad ways.
Right.
Oh, we got another call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I love the show.
Oh, thank you.
Sure. Can we get some renewed interest in souvenir or avant-garde?
I love souvenir. Oh, my gosh. I did my entire...
They're lost.
I think it's a beautiful font, and I'm, again, pulling it up. It's definitely similar to Cooper Black, but it's got right. it's a little bit thinner. It's got that 70s feel, which I really love. I feel like it's kind of having a resurgence or would have a – I don't know. I feel like that 70s kind of psychedelic fonts are sort of coming back. There's a lot like they redid the Burger King logo and it's all kind of swooshy and chunky. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that kind of vibe is definitely very souvenir. I really, really love it. I did my entire senior thesis, is that what it's called? I did the whole
Sounds
thing.
Right.
It was like a book and I did the entire it was like a nature book for something and I did the whole thing in souvenir.
Oh, boy.
So
wow.
Really love it. It's fun.
Avant-garde is a good one as well.
Avant-garde is a really good one. And wait, why do you love souvenir, sir?
I love it because I was told never to use it before.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what?
But I do.
I was also told never to use souvenir, and I think that's why I like it too.
I know, exactly. Piece. That's the reason to use it.
I know.
But I love avant-garde for all the extras.
What do you mean the extras? Like
all the ligatures that they that are going on. And but another one that I like, just quickly, is Archer, a newer font.
Ooh, I love
it. Kind of like it's kind of friendly.
This one reminds me of Martha Stewart, though. I have like a Martha Stewart feel with this font because it's got, it's really beautiful, but the it's got these like round. They're called like finials, right? Filials, the little ends.
Sure.
It's like the little points, the little caps of the R and the little caps of the C are these like round dots. But then it also
these
is
little, the loop-de-loops.
These little loop-de-loops. And right. I think that it might have been used in the Martha Stewart magazine. So that's why I think of it as a Martha Stewart font. But it is a beautiful font. I don't hate it. And I don't hate Martha Stewart either. So
sure. She seems cool. She hangs out with
I watched that documentary.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank
Have
you.
Have a good show.
Thank you. How do you feel about Archer, Greg?
I like Archer. I used to use it a lot more, and I feel like I've moved on from it, but I still have a...
It had a popularity. It had like a wave.
That might have been it.
Yeah, yeah. When it first came out, you were like, ooh, Archer Light. This is so elegant.
Right, yeah.
Right? Yeah, definitely.
I don't think we've heard one of your least favorite fonts yet.
Well, I mean, Papyrus. Matt's already frowning.
Sure.
My other least favorite font... Okay, I don't like... We were talking about fonts that I like that are... I like a lot of 70s throwback fonts.
Yes.
I actually hate Hobo. Hobo is a... I really don't like that font.
Yeah, not a fan.
Yeah, you've got that one. I feel like, Matt, you might like that font. That feels like
I'm
a font
it up
for
right
you.
Now.
Yeah.
You love it.
That's a daddy garbage font.
This is a garbage daddy font.
This is like groovy font.
It is.
It makes me feel like...
Yes.
Wavy?
Yeah.
It's wavy. There's a lot of album covers that use this font, like Supertramp use it for Supertramp. It's also the Dukes of Hazzard font. So it's got kind of that like Southern. And then when I was also, because I was looking up fonts for some fun font facts, I didn't realize that when this font was drawn, it never had a name. So people, when they were pulling up like, oh, I want to use that font, because it didn't have a title and it was kind of lost, they kept calling it That Hobo Font. So it was wandering around lost with no name. And that's why it's now called Hobo, which I find charming, but I still don't like the font.
It's a cute story. Yeah, I don't think I've ever willingly used it for something.
No, because you're a professional.
I might use it now.
Terrible. You're going to use it. Yeah, you're going to definitely use this font. You found another font better than Papyrus, though. This might be it.
I might like this more than Papyrus.
You know what? I approve of this more than Papyrus, so I think you should use this font.
I might make the switch.
Make the switch. Do the switch. Do it.
You know what I don't like in general?
Yes.
Is fonts that are meant to look like paint or scratchy or something that you should do by hand.
I feel the exact same way, because then when you put, say, I feel that way with like handwritten fonts in general.
Yeah.
Like just handwrite it.
You can take a picture of it with your phone.
And it would look so much better.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because if you're, the minute you place, I did a script G, and then you do another script G next to it, they look exactly the same.
Right.
And now you've ruined the illusion that this is a hand-drawn thing, and it looks terrible. I hate the fakery of it. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's just
things that are supposed to look like paint strokes or something, but they all look, they're evenly
spaced. They look
spaced.
The same because they have to, because when you're making a font, all the letters have to look the same. And I just don't like being lied to like that.
It's dishonest.
It's dishonest. I'm glad we're on the same page on that sense. Do we have a call?
No, I just was trying to think if I agree with you guys or not.
Should we look up like a paint font so you know what we're talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Listen, I look at words. I'm not someone. Now you're talking to me like I've never seen a sign before.
Well, I was teasing you earlier because you weren't, when you were ChatGPTing what fonts were, you weren't typing them. You were reading it out loud to your phone.
I don't use these fingers.
I don't think you're doing anything.
No, these fingers.
Just floating, man.
They're just here. They're just a look at. I talk to things now.
So read more on your list of the fonts that ChatGPT recommended for you to like.
Well, okay. So it gave me like a list of like the top 10. And I was like, I don't know what these are. So one of them, I was like, it was like Papyrus. And I was like, all right, listen, dude. I like that Papyrus font. I want more like that one. And then it was like, literally said to me, oh, you're that kind of guy.
I love that. I love that your robot is judging you.
No, it's
everybody else's robot is people pleasing, but your robot is like, wow, that's what you want?
Yeah, my robot. So it gave me like a list, and most of them I don't know, but the one that I liked the most out of these was called Herculaneum.
I do know that font.
Rings a bell.
I'm going to look it up, but this is.
Good Lord.
I'm honestly,
saved that for on the air.
That falls squarely into the category of what I was just talking about. If you're going to do that, just pull out a freaking pen and write it.
Get your...
But my handwriting is so much worse than that.
But that would have honesty and integrity, and this
not
doesn't.
Not mine. You want to see my writing? You believe me. If you see my writing, you're like, this person doesn't know how to use their fingers.
Describe Herculean. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Describe it to the audience.
It's like, it's very similar to papyrus, which is like you said, it's kind of like Bible-y, I guess.
Yeah,
I never
kind of
really thought of it like that, but I guess it's Bible-y, but this is more like if you were going to make it a little longer, if you were like going to stretch.
So you took papyrus and stretched it.
And you're like, I wish
so
that
you made it worse.
If I want to see that word, but I want to read it longer.
So you know what that's actually called?
I want to stretch the
page.
He's
tracking out papyrus. So tracking is when you're adding space between the letters, and sometimes it adds elegance. So maybe that's why.
I thought this was more of an elegant version.
You know what? You're right. You're right. I think there are things that, like, whether you have studied all the rules, like Greg and I have, like, or you have not studied all the rules, but I'm complimenting you. It's like everyone inherently knows certain things where it's like, this feels more elegant. And it's like, oh, because the letters are spaced out.
Yeah. It's like, we don't need to cram all these letters.
I know.
Let's take some room.
Ooh. Exactly. We're all taking a breath. H-E-R-C. No, this font is terrible. I will not. This is really awful.
I knew you guys were going to hate my font.
Yeah, it's god awful. let me give the phone number one more time. It is 201-209-9368. If you want to call in and tell us your favorite font, your least favorite font, if you want to tell Matt how terrible of a choice Herculaneum is.
I'm just supposed to be engineering.
Welcome to do that as well.
You did it to yourself, Matt.
You really did. You really did. Why don't you, Greg, tell me another font that you like?
Another font that I like. Oh, one that I like a lot is Bebas.
Oh, I love that font. I use that a lot. You know what? It seems like because is it Bebas? I've never actually said that out loud now
Nor
that I think
I.
about it. Bebas.
Bebas.
Bebas. It seems like you like the really long, thin ones because you also like knockout. So you like things that are very tall and thin.
It depends.
It seems, yeah.
I use that one on my website.
Oh, that's a nice one.
It's, you know, we were talking about O's before. I look at S's a lot. I think it's got a very classy S.
Yeah, I think this is a really beautiful, beautiful font. I completely am aligned and agree with you on this.
No pun intended.
all right, I think we have a call. Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. Yeah, I'm a graphic designer from way back. And
sorry. Welcome to the club.
Excuse me one second. Alexis, yeah, that's funny. No, I enjoy it, and I'm retired now, and I do graphic design just for one place. It's an ice cream shop out in New Jersey.
Ooh.
And I get paid in ice cream.
That's amazing.
Well. Yes, that's a very good deal.
That's a dream job.
Oh, you've got Matt listening now.
Matt, he said, I didn't know you could do fonts for ice cream.
I didn't know they were paying in ice cream. I got to get in this font biz.
So tell me, do you have a font that's your favorite? I hope it's very ice creamy.
Well, actually, that was you got to use a corny kind of happy font.
Yeah,
for what I'm
then
doing.
it makes sense there. Yeah,
the straight ahead lettering. I'm doing everything in Gil. I use Gil for a lot of stuff.
Gil Sans or Gil? Because there's
Gil
a,
Sans. Oh yeah,
yeah.
Gil Sans.
I and, love Gil Sans. Actually, my show is in Gil Sans on the website. I think I changed it to Gil Sans.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was a system font, but I liked it.
It's just so legible. It's so easy to balance. You know, sometimes I shorten up my R's, you know, just in Illustrator, just to get them to fit in a little bit. But, no, it's a beautiful font.
Gil Sans is nice. It's a nice sans serif, and it's got, I really like, I always like when the uppercase K feels like a line triangle that goes right into the back end of the K. You know what I mean?
And that's it, yeah.
It's like
and
a strong
so
K.
It's so easy to turn in. You do KE, for instance, you can just push that E into the K.
So you're using Gil Sans for an ice cream shop?
Yeah, well, just for the informational stuff.
Ah, got it. Okay. Because it's friendly, but it's like.
I also, I mix in, just for fun, I use Blackboard.
Blackboard. Now I have to look that one
up, actually.
Is that a chalkboard?
I think that's a chalkboard.
Oh, it's like a chalkboard.
Kind of a goofy version of Cooper.
Oh, okay, okay. I think I'm looking at the wrong one. Is that an Adobe stock font?
This
I don't know. I borrowed it from the internet somewhere.
Oh, is it from dafont.com?
There it is, yeah.
Okay. I would say it kind of falls into the draw it yourself, but I think sometimes I'm okay with like an ice cream, like, and you're doing a couple of words in a headline and there's not too many letters that are the same next to each other. I'll give it
right.
a pass, I would say.
I'm going to remain judgmental.
Oh!
Well, he's getting paid in ice cream, so what do you know?
I want... That's
Greg's
that's
getting
a
paid
good,
in money.
Point.
What do you want for ice cream, right? Yeah, no, it's really good ice cream.
I once did...
But anyway, I'll tell you, the first stuff I did was all hand-drawn fonts.
Oh, nice. So now he's over and, it, and he's using the... He's paying for the fonts, Greg.
Fair enough.
No, that's it. The first graphic I ever drew was the logo for Fruity Pebbles cereal.
Oh, really?
Whoa.
Wow. That's really cool. That's amazing.
That's all hand-drawn. That's all just ink and paint and all that stuff. You know.
That's really cool.
You can put Fruity Pebbles on ice cream.
I must have drawn 20 versions of that before Post Cereals said, okay.
Did you get paid in Fruity Pebbles as well? Do you only send payment in food? Matt is reconsidering his entire career.
I am a huge fan. I just have to say that right off the bat. This is like my favorite cereal. I'm looking at it. It looks so delicious. I'm looking at
the
letters.
You want to take a bite out of those letters.
I honestly wish I could type everything in the Fruity Pebbles font. So
right?
I am a huge fan of yours.
But you know what? Okay, but what's great about what you did in the Fruity Pebbles font is if you look at both Bs, each B is different. Whereas when you, because it's hand-drawn.
Oh, I am a, this is,
which is why it's so nice. Like, you're starstruck. You're
going
to have to come in here.
Celebrity callers.
Celebrity callers. Well, thank you so much for this call. Matt is speechless.
Oh, no. That's not everything.
Oh, you have one more thing. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I freelanced. I work for a zillion people. I work for Helmut Krohn. Do you ever hear of that guy?
Sure. I think so, yeah.
No, he's a very high-level graphic designer, and... My first day on the job, he treated me and the team to a restaurant, the Four Seasons restaurant.
Wow.
Yeah, real classic, except for we didn't eat. We sat at the bar, and I had my first martinis. I had several of them, and barely
made
it back
to my
drafting board.
Those ad guys, we can drink, so.
Well, the graphic designers, we do more than drink. So, But I fell asleep at my drafting table. At the end of the day, Helmut comes up to me and says, "From now on, you do all the working and we do all the drinking." And but he taught me everything.
That's amazing. And he did the Volkswagen Beetle campaign.
There you go. You know him. Okay, that's my man. Sure.
Yeah, well, I had to do a little Wikipediaing, but now we're on the same page now.
Now, for him, I redesigned the logo for Menons. And all the stuff for public theater, that was all hand-drawn fonts.
Wow. Do you miss hand-drawing things, or no, because you're buying fonts? You're buying chalkboard fonts now.
Yeah. I don't buy fonts, lady.
Okay, lady. All right, get this guy off the air. We're done. Mrs. Font Lady.
I cannot believe the guy who made the Fruity Pebbles cereal box was on the air.
Hey, we got a lot of upper echelon callers on this show, okay?
To be honest, everyone sounded very professional and very interesting.
Oh, good.
It's
I'm
true.
So glad.
Wild.
I love to shock. Oh, we have one more caller or another caller. Hello, you're on the air.
I'm going to have to apologize there. I came out of the whole Mad Men kind of world, and so that's
well. Now the lady's got the phone, and we can hang up. I appreciate you calling back. You're very sweet. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'll send you guys all some ice cream. If you come out here to Bud Lake,
Oh.
You'd be treated. You just mention my name, and you get a nice sample.
We would love that. Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
There's a 100% chance.
Right now, we've invented the sinkhole sundae.
Okay, the sinkhole sundae. This is becoming an ice cream show now. Matt is writing things down.
Well, it's my design. Come on.
I love that.
This is high-end graphics. I designed a cup, and it's in honor of this Route 80 sinkhole.
Okay.
So on the bottom, there's chocolate crumbles on the bottom. Any flavor ice cream, one in the middle. Which I prefer vanilla. And ground up brownies and chocolate crunchies on the top. But the coolest part is I located on Amazon shovel-shaped spoons.
Oh, so it's like your... Oh, that's really cute. I like that. This is beyond just graphic design. This is experiential design, which I appreciate a lot.
Cool.
Yes, yes. We're all experiencing fun. It's immersive. We're having a good time.
It really is. Oh, God, I love this crew. It's the nicest people.
That sounds fabulous. Well, thank you so much for the call.
If I want to give a... Can I give a plug?
Sure, give a plug. A quick one.
I don't know what the rules are. This is Doss's Creamery on Route 46 in Bud Lake.
All right.
And do you want to hear my Victoria's Secret story, or should I go?
No, we're going to take another caller, but you've been fabulous. If we do the show again, you can call back because that sounds spicy.
Okay, so if you go to Doss's Creamery and mention my name, Frank, I'll just tell him to put it on the tab. I'll take care of it for you.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Frank. Matt is already, he's ready to go.
Matt has left.
Matt's left the building, and he's going to get ice cream with the Fruity Pebbles font guy. All right, caller, you're on the air. Hello. Thank you for waiting.
Hey, it's Denny D. This is a fantastic show, I have to say.
Oh, thank you. You're cutting out a little bit, but I think if you move
I'll try to get a little bit better. You better hear?
Yeah, a little better.
I can't phone where I live, which is terrible.
It's a little hard to hear you. I think we might have to hang up. I'm so sorry. It was just a little hard. Matt was shaking his head. He's the bad guy here. we have another caller. Maybe it's the other caller calling back. Hello, you're on the air. Wait, can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, I've been in and out of the show. Has anybody called in on the Neutra font?
No, I don't think so. Tell me about the Neutra font.
Well, where do you all stand on the Neutra font?
You know what? Am I pronouncing this right? Is it Neutra? Neutra?
Yes.
I think right. I've always called it Neutra.
Oh, well, it's named after an Austrian-American architect.
So that's why it's Neutra. We're learning so much.
Famous mid-century modernist architect.
I like it. You know what I like about it? I like in the capital E, and this is, that makes sense that it's mid-century modern, the middle bar of the capital E is lower, which feels very mid-century modern.
Yeah, all the horizontal strokes are lower. The A, the E, the F, and the R, they're all low.
Yeah,
low.
I like that. It's really classy. It looks really good.
And the M fits in a perfect square, as does the O and the Q.
Very
elegant, very clean. It's overused. It's a cliche. But I love it. I've always loved it.
I think it looks really nice. I really like it in the bold weight. I think that looks really classy. I don't know. Is it overused? I don't think I've seen it too often recently. Have you, Greg?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Maybe it's overused in your world. I don't know. I haven't seen it too much.
I'm an architect. I've been overusing it for a few
years.
That
makes sense. It's like the architect's favorite font.
It's a very easy default font to signal, you know, designy over here.
It really, yes. I can see why architects really like that. Well, thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate that. Thank you. I think we're probably close to wrapping up. I would love if the three of us could just go around the room. Have any minds been changed? Have we learned? You know, actually, I like that. Do you like Courier now? You're sticking with Courier hate over there, Greg.
It's not my most hated font.
I'm not like Papyrus or Herculaneum. Whatever.
Right.
We learned new fonts to hate, actually, on the show. I still don't like Hobo. I still don't like Papyrus. And I'm sticking with Courier. I like Courier. I like that it's
monotone. We'll agree to disagree.
We'll agree to disagree. Yes.
I'll say this. I don't hate any of the fonts I saw today. So if there's one positive thing I'm taking is that I think I just like more fonts
Do
now.
You remember any of the fonts you saw today?
I remember Hobo.
Hobo. I'm really excited that we found a font for you that you potentially like more. Now I want to make I don't like doing work for volunteering for doing work because people are so painful to do graphic design for. But I now want to make a hobo font for you, for your, like a hobo logo for
Go
you.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
But no notes. No notes.
No notes. No. I am very picky. I'm very
no
picky.
Notes. All right. Well, thank you all so much for being on Between the Lines, our second show. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Matt. Really appreciate it. And thank you to all the callers. And hopefully we'll see you next time. Oh, I've got to do the station ID. You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you very much.
And stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming. Better bring your A game when you reach your war. I'm designer. Designer. She's a 9 to 5. I got evil up inside her. She's a graphic designer. Taking your shit higher. Running something by her. She's a graphic designer.
Lucky, you and I, lucky girl, lucky guy, and when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak, a lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the beautiful Mark 2100, 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in beautiful Fort Lauderdale. And we have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. Thank you, chillin'. Thank you.
say that he can give you the world, but he'll never love you the way I love you. He can take you any place he wants, to fancy clubs or restaurants, while all I do is stand there with my nose pressed up against a window pane. I who have nothing, I who have no one, must watch you go dancing by, wrapped in the arms of somebody else, when darling it's I who loves you.
Hi everybody, welcome to the 21 Lounge. This is Don Fleming. I'm filling